what the good Lord done for me. He saved my soul, made me whole.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. We make decisions about how we're going to spend our time every day. Decisions determine path and course of action from that time. An example in the Bible would be Judas in Matthew chapter 26. The scripture says that from that time, Judas sought opportunity to betray Jesus. So something happened in Judas' life. Something happened, and the scripture says, from that time, he sought to betray Jesus. That means that some event took place, something Judas heard, something he saw, something that happened that he didn't approve of, made him change his course of action. And I went back when I saw that. I said, well, let me find out what happened. But something happened in his life that made him make a different decision. From that time, the scripture says, he sought to betray him. So that means that betrayal wasn't in his heart all them years. When he started out with Jesus, he wasn't thinking about betraying Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to be the one set him up. No, he wasn't thinking like that. Something happened. I'll tell you what happened. The woman came in with a box of alabaster with precious ointment in it. And she poured it on Jesus' head. She anointed him for his burial. And not just Judas, but all the disciples were mad at her. And they all said, why did she waste this good ointment on Jesus when we could have sold it and given the money to the poor? See, they had no concept of what was going on. They didn't understand the purpose. Therefore, their thinking was so wrong that they would have taken another course of action. But what Judas did, when it happened, Judas was the only one that said, you know what? Jesus shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have let her waste that stuff like that. I thought he was better than that. So you could say that he was disappointed. Disappointment, heartache, pain, offense. People talking about you, people that hurt your feelings. Many times events that happen in your life that are not favorable to you can sometimes, if you're not watchful, will cause you to make decisions that put you on a bad path. And you think it's the right path. Because right after that, guess what Judas did? He went and found some Pharisees and said, what will y'all give me to turn him over to you? And the Bible says they covenanted, they agreed together for 30 pieces of silver. He said, okay, done deal. And the Bible says all the time that Judas was with him after that, he was looking for the opportunity to betray Jesus. This has everything to do with your time. If you hear something, you have something revealed to you, or an event that takes place in your life, you have to handle it right. You don't let disappointments, hurt feelings, and the actions of other people dictate how you're going to spend your time like Judas did. Now, Joseph is a good example of somebody who did it right. Now, Joseph had all kinds of disappointment, but he still made decisions about how he's going to spend this time. He said, you know what? I've been sold. My brother sold me, separated me from my mom and daddy, took me from my family, sold him to a traveling band. They got into Egypt. And then he got sold again. He twice sold. He a two-time slave. Then Potiphar takes him in his household, and Joseph could have sulked and say, I ain't gonna mount to nothing. And could have been the worst servant that the man had. But guess what? He used his time. He was faithful with the time that man gave him. If the man gave him a job, Joseph took advantage of the opportunities that he had. And he did well. He made a decision. I might have not been treated right, but I'm going to do my job right. I'm going to be faithful in serving this man. Amen. And guess what? The man kept raising him up until he's running a household. Yeah. Same thing happened. Then he got accused, falsely accused. How many of y'all been falsely accused? Yeah. See, you can let false accusation put you on the wrong path. Yeah. You may end up in a lot of trouble because somebody lied on you. But what did Joseph do? He put him in jail, and he just kept that same attitude, his focus on God, the destiny, those dreams that God gave him. I believe that he just held on to them. Somehow, God's going to bring this to pass. And he stayed faithful, and before you know it, he run in the jailhouse. So he goes from running one man's house to running the household of a whole nation. Because then we see that he got promoted out of the jail to the palace. He was faithful in managing one house, one household. He proved faithful in managing the few. Now he's qualified because he's faithful with the one, the little, the insignificant. And now Pharaoh hands him the keys to the kingdom and say, you are second in command. Nobody has more authority than you. Amen. And he just kept on being faithful. He kept managing his time, managing his talent, managing the resources that God gave him. I'm going to tell you, you got to look at how you're spending your time, because the devil can steal from you that way. If he can get you doing things and wasting time, then that's another way that he steals from you and robs you. Amen? Amen. Don't get involved in things that don't contribute to your destiny. Develop the gifts that God's placed in you. Now, you say, what are some specific uses of my time? I'm going to tell you, the Bible really lays out some specific things on how we're supposed to spend our time. It's actually in the Word. I'm just going to give you just a few of them here. First, spend time in prayer. Sometimes you got extra time. I know most of us have to work. We go to work for a set time. Well, you're supposed to be faithful while you're there. You're supposed to do a good job. You're not supposed to be the worst one on the job. You know, when I got saved, my pastor told us, saying, look, y'all saved, you got the Holy Ghost, you ought to be the smartest person in the class. Yeah. You have the ability to learn. You got the Holy Ghost helping you. You shouldn't be the dumb one. Amen. And then I believe that. I say, well, I got God in me. That ought to make me smarter. Yeah. And you can look at my transcript. My grades did go up. I did get smarter. Amen. And the Lord did teach me how to study. Because I was so hungry for God, all I wanted to do was read my Bible, but I knew if all I did was read my Bible, I was going to flunk out. So I prayed one night, and I said, Lord, if you'll help me learn this material, I'll have more time to spend reading and praying and talking to you. I said, would you do that? I said, I really don't want to do this schoolwork. I really want to be with you, but I got to learn it. You want me to do good. Would you help me understand this so I have more time to spend with you? And you know what? God obliged me. Then he told me what to do. He said, now, read the chapter that you're studying. Just read it. Don't try to comprehend anything. Just read it. So I did that. He gave me a strategy. He said, now, just read it. He said, now, I want you to read it the second time, and this time I want you to read it for comprehension. And the second time through, It's like light bulbs start turning on. Oh, I understand. Yeah, that makes sense. I understand. I know that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And stuff come like 2 + 2. God showed me that if you want to be with him, he wants to be with you. And he will do whatever he has to do to make a way for you to spend more time with him. See, it was all about how I was managing my time. I knew I just couldn't neglect my studies, but I said, Lord, it's taken me hours to learn. I think I had to study 3 times harder than anybody else. But not after I got saved. Jesus makes a difference in your life. So you got to spend time seeking him and fellowshipping to get to know him better. Seeking God's will, seeking his destiny, his plan for your life. What's your assignment? If you don't know your assignment in life, then you're an easy target to abuse your time. Second thing, you need to spend time watching. The scripture says, take heed, watch and pray. The most significant definition of the word take heed, it means to give strict attention to be cautious and active. It means to watch, to take heed, lest through remission and indolence, some destructive calamity suddenly overtake you. See, if you're watchful, you just spend time praying. So watching and praying go together. While you're praying, you listen, you watch, you start seeing things. You start seeing how the devil comes. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a place in God where I'm going to tell you, there ain't no blind spots. Because the Holy Spirit is your eyes and your ears. And he'll warn you and he'll prepare you. What he was showing me, I had natural eyes and his spiritual eyes. When he says watch, that word watch means to see. It means to observe. It means to look at intently. He's not talking about just watching, got your eyes open. He's talking about really look and see what's going on around you. Because he will show you what's going on. I'm going to tell you, it all has to do with your time. If you don't have time to watch, you ain't got time to see. Tell your neighbor, say, if you ain't got time to watch, you don't have time to see nothing. That's right. I'm telling you the truth right now. The scripture says in Mark chapter 13, it says, when you see the signs of the time, know that Jesus' return and the gathering together of his saints is near. When he said, take heed, it means to see, to have sight, to look upon, to gaze at. Metaphorically, that word take heed means to see with the mind's eye. To have understanding, to discern mentally, to observe, to perceive, to discover, to understand, to turn the thoughts or direct the mind to a thing, to contemplate, to look at, to weigh carefully. That means so when I'm watching, I'm weighing things carefully. I'm contemplating things. I'm thinking about them. I'm looking at them. But if you ain't got time to pray, see, some of your time should be invested in prayer. You got an extra hour. You got off early today. You know how sometimes you get off early and you say, what am I going to do? Am I going to Target, Walmart, Sam's Club? Got an hour. You waiting on something to happen. You got an hour, and you're wondering what you're going to do with that. What am I going to do with this extra hour I got? You have an opportunity to do something good. But what do most people do? I got an hour to burn. What that mean? I got an hour to waste. I got a day to waste. I'm off Friday. I got a day to waste. So what am I gonna do? Nothing. You're gonna be held accountable for that hour. Because the Holy Ghost, if you're listening, and told you what to do with it.